and it is expected that the federal government will announce a Heckett Strait Reef Protection Plan today. The plan will restrict commercial fishing access to select areas of the North Coast. It's all an effort to preserve ancient glass sponge reefs. Sabina Jessen has pursued this plan for 16 years, and we've reached the Canadian Parks and Wilderness Society Oceans Program Manager in Vancouver. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you started working on this 16 years ago. How does it feel for you to see an actual plan activated by the federal government?
Well, we are really delighted that the federal government is finally designating Canada's newest marine protected area to protect these glass sponge reefs. It's a great day.
And why is it taking so long, do you think?
It took a while for the government to even declare it as an area of interest for a marine protected area. And we've had a past history of taking a long time to put our marine protected areas in place. So, I mean, we're glad we're here today and, looking to celebrate it.
And why are these reefs significant? What makes them unique?
Well, these glass sponge reefs have been growing on the seafloor for over 9,000 years. And when they were discovered, we realized that their past link was to glass sponges that were only found in fossilized forms in parts of Europe and basically were thought to have gone extinct.
Mm.
So they exist nowhere else in the world.
I see. And now, not everyone is happy about the announcement. Of course, fishermen upset because they say the new restrictions will make it harder for them to fish. We spoke with Jim McIsaac of the Canadian Independent Fish Harvesters Federation, and this is what he said about the plan.
A fully closed area where the glass sponge reefs are, a minimum of a 200-meter boundary around them, and that boundary goes as large as 9 kilometers away from them. The thought from some is that sediment being lifted from fishing is impacting sponge. Well, we say natural conditions, currents lift way more sediment than any fishing gear. But if you can show us that how we're impacting that, then we will work with currents, tidal patterns to make sure that we're fishing when the tide is going the other way.
So some concern there. What do you make of Jim McIsaac's thoughts about current sediment? Does this perhaps go a little too far?
Well, the original scientific recommendations from the department's scientists on what this actually, it should have been a buffer zone, was that there wouldn't be activities in the buffer zone and that it should be actually somewhere between 5 and 8 kilometers wide, not only a 200-meter buffer zone. And the scientists have spoken very clearly. Over 40 of them wrote to Minister LeBlanc indicating that that based on the evidence that they have, that in order to be precautionary and ensure that the reefs don't die along the edges, and keep in mind that the edges of the reefs are the most productive part of the glass sponge reefs, that that there should be no fishing, no bottom contact fishing in that adaptive management zone. And Canadians, we've polled Canadians, and they have clearly supported the need to eliminate things like bottom trawling in our marine protected areas. They really need to be protected.
Mm.
Canadians think that our marine protected areas should be protected.
Why is that?
Because it's a protected area, and they understand that if you're going to protect the marine ecosystems and the marine values there, that we need to eliminate some harmful activities, and bottom trawling is one of the worst.
And is there evidence in this case, in terms of the glass reef itself, where those fishing practices were causing direct harm to these reefs?
There is known science that if there is sediment stirred up, that it will smother the reefs and it will cause them to die, and that taking a precautionary approach to this, if there isn't enough detail on this, that we need to be precautionary and ensure that the sponge reefs survive into the future, that these activities need to be stopped in that area.
Yes, he's saying that the tidal patterns, I mean, those natural occurring conditions can have the same effect as well. I mean, your thoughts on what he had to say about that?
I haven't seen evidence of that.
Okay.
Or they wouldn't be surviving there.
All right. What happens to this reef if no plan was ever implemented to protect it?
Well, we know from the initial look at the glass sponge reefs in this region that up to 50% of them were already destroyed. And this is something that exists nowhere else in the global ocean. So, you know, we really need to ensure that these reefs survive over the long term. We have a global responsibility to do this.
And the 50% that were destroyed, what were they destroyed by? Do we know?
Fishing.
Okay.
Bottom trawling, yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll continue to watch. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on this.
Great. Thank you.
We'll talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.